Let me get directly to the point, if I can, because I know your time is short and we're running late. I just have a number of observations that I think are important. As we begin to look at the next Farm Bill development, we want to sort of take a high-level look and see what's working and what isn't, and what some of the needs might be for future farm programs. Certainly the 2008 Farm Bill, we think, was an improvement over many of the predecessor bills, but there still is room for improvement that remains. As many have said during this year, the United States is our agriculture is has the producers of the safest, most abundant, and most affordable food supply in the world. That certainly is something that we want to make sure that we maintain as we begin looking at the next Farm Bill. It's often asked, why a domestic farm policy? And I think it's important that we have a little bit of discussion about why that is important. The history of U.S. agriculture shows that the challenges that we have always faced are persistently low incomes in agriculture, persistent high volatility, and that's become an even larger issue in the last couple of decades as we've made some changes to farm policy, particularly higher price volatility and excess capacity. When I first started farming many years ago, I was told, you know, we're at this high price point and we're going to be here and, you know, it's clear sailing, so get in the business and get ready for the ride, and we all know what's happened. To buttress this argument, I've showed a number of charts because quite often it's argued that really the answer to this is we can trade our way out of it. And while trade is extraordinarily important, we need to recognize that it by itself isn't going to solve this problem. In the bottom line chart I show on page 5, which really shows that if you look at the major commodities, wheat, corn, and soybeans over the last 30 years, on real terms, on a volume basis, our trading volume has been basically flat as a country. And so that's not going to be by itself, while it's an important part of what we want to do, it's not going to solve those three critical problems that I pointed out at the beginning. On page 6, I show a chart that shows the distribution of where we spend money on these safety net programs. More than half of it goes to crop insurance, we would argue, appropriately so. The next largest chunk goes to direct payments, and then a number of smaller slices to try and deal with what we would argue are the more important pieces of the safety net. Those parts of the program that kick in when times are tough and go away when times are good. It's difficult for us to argue persuasively to the general public that we need to subsidize agriculture more when we are in very high income time periods. It's much less difficult to make the argument when times are difficult. And so we think that we ought to be putting more of our efforts into those kinds of things that are countercyclical in nature, that help through tough times, not good times. I have comments about the ACRE program. Several of the observations that have been made already dealing with the statewide trigger, we think it needs to be a county. Even better, if you could make it a local producer trigger, that would be very helpful for that program. In many ways, the ACRE program and the SURE program were both new programs, came at the same problem from different directions in the last Farm Bill. We think the SURE program is extraordinarily important, and if you make some of the adjustments that have been talked about in ACRE, it will more closely mirror what the SURE program was trying to do. The big difference being that the SURE program is appropriately coupled to crop insurance. So having crop insurance expanded into more commodities, into more geographical areas, we think is a very good thing. Having the SURE program tied to that is a very good thing. Having programs that work in a countercyclical fashion are also a very good thing. Finally, let me just make a last point that I make in the last couple pages of my testimony, and that is that some years ago, we threw away a number of public policy tools that we would argue you need to be reconsidering. You heard a lot of dialogue about the dairy problem that we have. And one of the things that the dairy industry is coming together around is some sort of supply management program. We think you ought to seriously look at whether we ought to have some sort of supply management that's incorporated into other parts of the Farm Bill, and included with that, of course, is some sort of a strategic reserve. The final point is, in this country, we think energy is important enough to have a strategic oil reserve, but we don't have a strategic food reserve, and perhaps we ought to. Thank you.